Today, March 8th, is International Women's Day. We're featuring nothing but female artists right through until 6 o'clock tonight. Every song you hear, all female artists and bands. We've had a great morning so far with lots more still to come. And to help me celebrate this morning, I'm happy to have in our studios West Fort Ward City Councilor Kristen Oliver. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I appreciate it. I really do. It was when I reached out to you, you were quick to respond saying, yes, absolutely, Danny. And I thank you so much for your time. So you're one of what? Four current female city councilors.
That is correct. We have one more than we did last year, though.
Oh, okay.
Or last term, rather.
Last term, yeah. And you're in your second term as councilor?
That's right.
I have to ask before we get into some city stuff, but other than that, I want to just talk to you about life, Kristen, because it's an important day and what the day means to you. West Fort Ward, now, are you a Port Arthur, Fort William girl? Where, like, are you?
Born and raised Fort William girl.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Fort William.
Yeah.
I married a Fort William girl. And then I brought her over to Port Arthur.
That's really, really smart of you.
Was it really smart?
Yeah.
Thanks, Kristen.
She'll straighten you out.
That is great. What high school, can I ask?
FWCI.
All right. Nice. Like, did you do plays, productions, all that kind of stuff? Or were you on student council?
I was not on student council, but I was in band. I played the alto saxophone. So I participated in a number of our spring concerts, and it was a really great time. I actually started off playing the clarinet, and then I switched to the sax when I got to high school.
The good old clarinet. Yeah. Do you still play it? Or?
I do not.
Okay.
And it was really funny because somebody was playing Summertime at work the other day, and I'm like, oh, I could play this on my saxophone. And then he pokes his head out, and he's like, can you still really play this on your saxophone? I'm like, probably not. But I did it one time.
All right. That's pretty cool. Awesome. I do want to talk about kind of your life and what you do and how it is behind the scenes, but how are you feeling about everything at council right now? You know, there's a lot, you know, like just this morning, an introduction about these EV trucks for transit, and there's been some interesting response on social media, but where do you think we're at with council? You feeling okay with things?
Yeah, you know, we've got a year now under our belt as this new council is moving forward, and so you're trying to find the way you're going to gel and make decisions for the betterment of the community. You know, are we going to make everybody happy 100% of the time? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, this is a group of 13 people who care about Thunder Bay and want to see us progress into a really, you know, positive future. You know, I have children. I hope to have grandchildren someday who stay in this community. So, you know, what are we doing to really enhance the way we provide services for the fine people of Thunder Bay? And I think also recognizing that we're really positioning ourselves well right now too, as we see how the mining boom's sort of going to take place. You know, Thunder Bay is the largest center in Northwestern Ontario, so there's a lot of opportunity for us. And I think we're just, you know, starting to really go down that path on how we can make Thunder Bay an attractive place for people to stay and live and raise their families. And I'm really excited about it.
I love to hear that. That's great, Kristen. What about the city plates? Do you have any access to them? John and I were talking about on What's for Sale. He's got quite a few. You saw some when you came in here this morning.
I did.
Do you have any access?
I likely could probably track some down.
Wow.
I believe there was a couple that were found kicking around a little while ago. But I mean, if they're going for $500 a plate, I think we might be able to save some tax dollars here. We can get $500 a plate.
What I don't understand is why people are selling these plates. And yeah, there was one that was $400 this morning. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But then there was another one for $5. What's happening here?
You know, I think with anything we've learned in buy and sell a marketplace, and you know, people can ask whatever they want, it's what they're going to get.
That's true. Very true. Well said. You're obviously just not on council. You're very busy behind the scenes. You're on committees and boards. You're on three? No. Can you keep track of them?
I can't keep track right now. A few, yeah.
I was doing some research. I thought it was three boards and committees. I think so. You work full-time at Enbridge.
I do.
Yeah.
So
how long have you been there?
3.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So I manage our municipal and stakeholder relations for Northern Ontario. So I have 90 communities that I work with, from the Manitoba border to Orillia.
Wow.
And then a few communities that we currently don't have assets in, but they want gas. And so, you know, how do we try to help those folks out?
Do you have to travel for that job?
I do travel a lot. Yeah.
You are busy.
Yeah, busy.
Now, I was doing some research because I was studying you, Kristen, in preparation for this morning's chat. You also, behind the scenes, you're married, you have two sons, mm-hmm. and you're a hockey mom.
I am a hockey mom.
So
yep.
that on top, do you understand where I'm going? Because I get it. I know I have neighbors who whose children are in hockey. I see them coming and going and their busyness. On top of that, working full time and council, and you're a hockey mom. How do you do it?
That's a lot of time management and scheduling. Like, my life is scheduled.
It's
pretty
a
much
schedule,
to the
right? Yeah.
yeah. And, you know, last week we were in Nipigon for a game Wednesday night, got home about 11 o'clock, packed up Thursday to head to Emo for a tournament.
Oh,
so
good old
there all,
Emo.
We
yeah,
were there,
yeah.
You know, hitting all the hot spots of Northwestern Ontario. You know, don't be jealous. That's yeah, yeah. the life I live. But, yeah, it's really important because I have to keep my family first and my children first. You know, I have a 13-year-old and a 20-year-old, and, you know, we're transitioning where the 20-year-old sort of, you know, needing less of my time, but my 13-year-old's needing more. So it's trying to balance all of that out. And, and I also have to comment, like, my husband is amazing. He steps up to the plate and helps me and supports me in every way possible. And without that, you know, even as we're celebrating International Women's Day, it's the men around us that support us that really help us propel into our successful careers and endeavors as well too. So yeah. Shout out to all those guys.
Oh, that's great,
that
Kristen. I also like what you said about family first. We have this saying in Italian, famiglia per sempre, which is family always, but it's also family is first. And mm-hmm. I appreciate you mm-hmm. saying that. Yeah. Theme for International Women's Day this year is Inspire Inclusion. What does the day kind of mean to you?
You know, it's really interesting because I think 5 years ago, I felt really good about International Women's Day and that we were celebrating all the accomplishments and the attributes that women bring into society in this world. But what we're seeing happen in the last couple of years is becoming incredibly alarming to me. I hope what, you know, we're seeing in the United States doesn't infiltrate into Canada so much. But unfortunately, with all the outside influences that we have, I'm really, really concerned. And I think that this day now means women have to rally, stand up, and really, you know, fight for our rights and, you know, take nothing for granted. I think at one time, you know, you live in Canada where we had a prime minister that came in with a mandate that he was going to make cabinet 50-50, and not just, you know, based on gender, but also, you know, recognizing the attributes and the skill set and everything that women bring to the table. And, you know, here we are 2024, and I feel like we're still trying to claw our way through all of this. And, you know, I really hope that women take some time today to recognize what they bring to this world, but also recognize that we still have a huge fight on our hands.
And the hashtag itself, Inspire Inclusion, has been trending for the past few days, and already this morning, like, it's number one in the world. So yeah. It's just an important day. But Kristen, I really, truly thank you for coming in this morning. And I know you're busy. You got a lot of places to be today, but thank you so much. And again, like I said, when I reached out to you, you were quick to respond. So thank you for sharing your thoughts and giving us a little insight on behind the scenes in your life and whatnot. So thanks.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
Before we leave, we've been playing nothing but female artists right through until 6 o'clock to celebrate the day. And I had asked you, do you have a song? Is there something you want to hear? So your request right now here on the Bay, what is it?
You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
Wow, there's some heavy lyrics in this one, Kristen.
It's the ultimate Gen X breakup song, you know? And I think that Alanis set us in the right trajectory back in the 90s where
right?
we set the tone.